This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, it's kind of interesting. I like to help my kids with their homework. I don't do it as often anymore because it's kind of hard to do. Their homework's getting harder. But I still have a lot of skill, right? So, I told my son, send me his paper so I could read it. Now, you know, I'm old school. So I go, all right, you know, print it out. Well, let me look at it. He's like, no, Mom, we don't have to print it out. We'll just Google Docs it. Google Docs was kind of new. You know, for me, I didn't really understand Google Docs until my son said, no, I could give you the paper. I'll send you. And so then I copy and paste, and then I email you back your corrections. He's like, no, you could just, if there's a correction, you know, you could just do it there. And I go, but then how do you see it? He's like, well, you could tell me or you could highlight it. But no, just if you fix it, then it automatically saves. Now, a lot of you guys are like, Dahlia, you don't know about Google Docs. I bet there's a lot of you listeners out there that have no idea about Google Docs. It's like free. You know, you go on there and you pick a form. You could do an Excel spreadsheet. You could do whatever. And you could invite other people to read the document and fix. That's how I wrote the book with my mom. We were emailing the book to each other. I mean, you know, and the pages are starting to increase and increase and increase. And then we just decided, you know what, let's Google Docs. The only problem is one time my mom was on the Google Docs when I was, and I'm trying to format and get it ready, you know, for print, and she's erasing the lines as I'm trying to put them in. And I'm like, we got it! So, you know, and you can see when she does it. It's in, you know, this red color. I'm like, stop it! Stop messing with the book! Don't be touching the dot. I was going to dump her from the Google Docs share platform so she couldn't then touch a book. But it's her book. What am I going to do? So my son sends his paper, and now I'm like an expert on Google Docs. I like log in. I'm clicking and I'm reading. And I'm reading the sentence, and he doesn't put two spaces after the period. And so I add the extra space. Then he has another sentence. Next sentence starts, only one space. So I add the extra space. You put two spaces after a period, right? Before he starts a new sentence. So he's, you know, it's his birthday. You know, so he's kind of going around and, you know, opening a present and, you know, I don't know, talking to his friends and, you know, being king of the hill. And I'm like, well, hey, two periods or two spaces after the period. He's like, who? What? You got to put two spaces after the period. He's like, no, you don't. So I, whenever I get into an argument with my son, I get my husband. I go, Cor, will you tell him? Now my husband, and he's like, oh, what? Huh? I don't, what are you talking about? And I go, oh my gosh, guys. When I was in English and honors English and AP English, when you wrote a paper, you had to put two spaces. I go, look it up. So my son ends this call. He looks it up. And he finds this article that basically says nothing says over 40 like two spaces after a period. And I go white. I lose all the blood in my face going, whoa, what? That's an old school thing? You don't put two spaces after a period? And I'm looking right now at a blog post where they say, look, if you don't have a typewriter, you don't put two spaces after a period. You just put one space. Now, this is written by Jennifer Gonzalez. It was written back in 2014. I mean, am I that behind? And it's on cultofpedagogy.com. And she basically writes this little dissertation. She said she learned how to type in 1987 on an IBM Selectric typewriter. Yeah, I learned on an IBM Electric. I don't know if it was a Selectric, but I took a typing class. And, yeah, you had to, you got in trouble. And I guess nowadays with computers, word processors and computers and everything that's not typewriter use proportionally spaced fonts. And they adjust spacing. And that's why they could squeeze 12 letters into the same space where a mono, you know, space font can only fit 9. And so she's done, I guess, a lot of research on this. And she found out, no, it's old school. It actually messes up what word processors do. So, okay, what do I do whenever I'm perplexed, right? Okay, well, you know, remember there was a scorpion on the wall? I didn't know what to do. I went to Facebook, right? So I went to Facebook, and, you know, then I put the scorpion on the wall, and or I put a picture of it. And I'm like, guys, you know, my husband's not here. My older boy isn't here. I got the younger boy. We got a scorpion on the wall. What do? You know, people said call SWAT. People said to use a blowtorch. I ended up using a shoe, and I killed the scorpion. It was on the wall. It almost stung me when I got out of the shower. That was some scary stuff. But I went to Facebook, and, you know, Facebook gave me the gumption, you know, the guts and the chutzpah to get done what I had to do. So I go to Facebook, and I go, guys, you know, what's going on with this? And I love my millennials, so my medical students are like, yeah, that I had the same argument with my mom. And I felt old. I felt so old. I mean, I'm over 40. Okay, there's no way to hide it. You know, I'm over 40. And what else are they changing? You know, I mean, English was not my best subject, right? Because, you know, my father spoke another language. My mom spoke too fast. And so my English is, you know, not really the best. But I still got through honors and AP English and stuff because I could study. And I could do what I'm supposed to do. I mean, you give me rules. I before E, except after C. And if you don't like it, then you can go P. I'll memorize those rules. And I'll do whatever you say. You know, don't dangle your participles. You know, round out your diphthongs. Whatever, I'll do. But don't, 20 years later, change the rules when I'm trying to show my kids that I could do something when it involves helping them with their homework, because now I look stupid and old. Bad day. Bad day. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. But big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I got to take a drug test today. I did nothing wrong. I'm in addition to everything I do, there's a position where I'm really, really excited about this one position where I get to oversee a clinic and I get to, oversee the medical providers and give advice and, you know, make the clinic as good a clinic as I want it to be. It's exciting. Very, very exciting. Okay. So the employer, the company, wants me to do a drug test. Now, I had just done a drug test for another position very similarly. These are part-time positions. that you could do, which is why you could do multiple. And when you start organizing guidelines and, you know, wanting to run things a certain way and you get it all in place, you don't have to be there full time. So both of these jobs, both of these employers, because they have their act together, they both require a drug test. And so I'm going in for my next one, and it's fine. It's fine. You know, I you don't have to shave or anything. No. You just go and you pee. Have you guys ever done a drug test? So it's interesting. I've had to do a variety of drug tests based on, because in medicine. So like when I was a medical student, you know, back in the 90s, the Quest Laboratory had a special bathroom where you had no sink and there was no water in the toilet. And I remember this because I always like to wash my hands after peeing in a cup. And I mean, I have no reason to hide it. I miss the cup and I get it on my hand. I don't know how you guys have it really easy. You could just stand and aim. You could aim and then you could just bring the cup into the stream. Well, for us ladies, you can't really see the stream. I mean, I suppose I could do some contortionist like positions to figure it out. But basically, I stick the cup down there and then I try to pee. And I don't understand how, with such a short urethra, right, it has a whole variety of directions. So it could go in 360 different directions. And for some reason, I end up missing it. I don't get it. Or maybe the cup is, I don't know. But anyway, so I get it on my hand. And so I noticed 20 years ago, I go, look, wait a second. There's no sink here for me to, you know, wash my hands afterwards. But they do that because they don't want you to sully the specimen. They don't want you to add water and dilute it, etc. So the test I did about a week and a half ago for this other position, there was a sink in the room, but the guy just told me, you know, don't use it. You know, you had to not have a jacket on. You had to, your purse had to go into a locked box so you couldn't add additives. I guess there's additives. There's all sorts of stuff that people could do to manipulate the urine to pass a test. It's crazy, you know? And, I mean, for me, I was like, well, I don't care because, again, I don't do anything, so it's fine, you know. And so, you know, they lock up your purse, then you go into the bathroom. You are allowed to use toilet paper, but you're not supposed to flush. Now, that's another thing. I mean, I have been flushing for over 40 years. All right, that's just something that's old hat. But they go, don't flush the toilet. So I didn't flush the toilet. They also added that blue color to the toilet. Remember the 80s? If the toilet was clean, it would have this blue color. We would add blue coloring to the toilet. You don't really see that a lot anymore. But they do that so that, again, they could see if the urine was, it's probably some chemical to see if somebody's messing with urine. But, I mean, it's a real long process. It probably took me 20 minutes to go through the whole process. And then, after you pee in the cup, they then let you watch the process of where that urine goes. Probably because you had people who failed the test claiming, oh, they switched the urine. So you actually watch it get poured in to the little container. You know, and, you know, I don't drink enough water. You know, so my urine's like amber colored and I'm like, oh God, I gotta drink more water. You know, and the guy's explaining what he's doing and then he's putting labels. He's like, this is your urine. I go, yeah, it's my urine. It kind of embarrasses my urine. You know, there's your urine, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, you know, you go through all that and then you take a form and you sign that it's your urine. It's like, you know, look, I had to do more paperwork than when I bought my house. I had to just do a couple signatures and sign something to the bank. But when you do a drug test, it's, you know, yeah. But many people have anxiety. For me, I could do the drug test, piece of cake, easy. I always have plenty of pee, I'm good. But apparently a lot of people have anxiety about it. And they have anxiety about it because they think they're going to accidentally show up positive. They think they're going to maybe, you know, hang out with their friends, be exposed to some secondhand smoke, and then show up positive for pot. And I have to admit, I've had that fear because I am driving on the freeway and I smell the marijuana. Now, I'm not really too sure if the rules changed, but as a doctor, I've always thought the rule still holds. I'm not allowed to smoke pot, which I'm fine with. I really don't have a desire to. It doesn't matter if it's legalized. If you're a physician and you're taking care of patients, or if you're overseeing a clinic that's taking care of patients, I don't think that rule's changing. And so, maybe if it did, who knows? So, But that's not why they're doing the drug test. They're not so much doing it for marijuana. You know, they're doing it for, you know, everything. They're looking at amphetamines. They're looking at benzodiazepines. They're looking at, ecstasy, anything. They, you know, drug tests could be 10, 20, 30 different components. Now, many people ask, well, what is the detection time? Well, it all depends on what type of test that they do. You know, I mean, if they're going to do a 10-panel drug test or a 5-panel, the most common things they test from the 5 is your marijuana, cocaine, PCP, opiates, and amphetamines. Okay, so like crystal meth will show up. A 10-panel drug test will also possibly include benzodiazepines, barbiturates, and ecstasy. Now, sometimes they'll test for alcohol. And, you know, some of you are like, well, I don't get it. You know, alcohol, it doesn't have a, you know, long half-life. Exactly. If there's alcohol in your system, when you have to do it when they tell you to, that could kind of insinuate that you, you know, drank that morning. And morning drinking sometimes is not the best sort of indicator of you not having a substance abuse problem. So, how long do drugs stay in your system? Well, if they're testing your hair, 90 days. Easy. Blood tests, anywhere from 1 day to 7. Sometimes marijuana could last a week in the blood. Saliva test is usually a few days. But the urine test, the reason why the urine test is so commonly used is because the urine is kind of a middle of the road. Saliva may show it too quickly. It may not remain in the saliva that quickly. A blood test, again, may not remain in the blood that quickly. But the urine, because it has to be, you know, filtered by the kidneys and then concentrated in the urine, that kind of gives us a little bit, it's medium of the road, as opposed to hair test, 90 days. So, for example, if you, let's say, had codeine, it probably will be out of the saliva test by 3 days, blood test by 3 days, but 5 days in the urine, 90 days in the hair. Diazepam, Valium has a long half-life. Valium could be in the urine test for 40 days. You see? Ecstasy, 5 days in the urine. So when we look at these, amphetamines, urine tests, they say up to a couple days according to drugs.com. But I'm looking over here at methamphetamine. They say it could be up to 5 days. Benzodiazepines, 3 days. Chronic use, if it's like a, you know, once in a blue moon. Chronic use, you're chronically using Valium or Xanax. That could be in your system 4 to 6 weeks. And you may not get the job, not because benzodiazepines are illegal. They aren't. But they make you sleepy or sedated. And an employer may not want to take that liability risk. And because they did a drug test, now they have some proof. They have proof there that, oh, we hired somebody that could have that had this in the system. They're liable. They may not hire you. Cocaine could be in the urine up to 4 days. Alcohol. 2 to 12 hours, meaning you might have got lit that morning. Heroin, 2 days. Barbiturates, 2 days. Longer acting, 1 to 3 weeks. Methadone, 3 days. Meth, 2 days. Ecstasy, very tough to do a drug test on a Monday morning, because if you had ecstasy, you went to a rave over the weekend, that's going to show up. PCP, 8 to 14 days. I would not recommend going and trying to manipulate and taking extra stuff, because that could actually increase the concentrations. 1-877-DR-DALY, don't go away.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Soon to be going to prison for lying to Congress, among other things, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is telling the House Oversight Committee he did make bad decisions.
And I see now that my ambition and the intoxication of Trump power had much to do with the bad decisions, in part, that I made. And to you, Chairman Cummings and Ranking Member Jordan, the other members of this committee, the members of the House and Senate, I am sorry for my lies and for lying to Congress. And to our nation, I am sorry for actively working to hide from you the truth about Mr. Trump when you needed it most.
From Vietnam, where he's having a summit with the North Korean leader, President Trump tweets, Cohen is lying to reduce his prison time. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So making headlines, a South Carolina pediatrician is turning away unvaccinated patients. Some of you guys may say that's brilliant. Others may say, what? So I'll tell you what's going on. We'll talk about it. So pediatric practice in South Carolina is reportedly turning away unvaccinated patients as part of a new policy because he wants to protect his patients that have a weakened immune system, which he's right on that. And we'll talk about this, though. Having unvaccinated children coming to the pediatric office, he says, where lots of children are at very high risk for contracting vaccine-related diseases, just seems inappropriate. That's according to Dr. Mark Mahan, a physician at CPG Pediatrics at Carolina Forest. He told WMBF-TV, we have patients on chemotherapy with cancer. We have patients coming in here with severe congenital heart diseases. All of these patients can potentially die if they contract one of these diseases. Okay. And again, we're going to talk about it. Okay, there's a lawyer could rip right through that, but being pro-vaccine, he's got a point, and he does have to protect his population base. But we'll talk about that, because I know some of you are like, well, we don't have a vaccine for strep. I know. So we'll talk about this. Tamara Pickett, who told the news outlet that she chose CPG Pediatrics for her daughter because they accepted unvaccinated patients, said she has requested proof of the new policy after she was told they could not continue coming to the practice unless her child was vaccinated. The change in practice comes amid a reignited vaccination debate as the country is scrambling to address several measles outbreaks. According to WNBF, the practice of the policy is in line with the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines. In a previous statement on the AAP website, the group with the CDC and the American Academy of Family Physicians, which I'm a part of, said they recommend all children receive the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine at the ages of 12 to 15 months and again at 4 to 6 years. They recommend. Okay? They say high immunization rates in a community will protect those who cannot be vaccinated, including infants under 12 months of age. These infants are at the highest risk of serious illness, hospitalization, and death due to measles. So, we're not supposed to give the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine to somebody under 12, but if in the community there's no measles, our babies will be protected. So, Yvonne Maldonado, the vice chair of the AAP, Committee on Infectious Disease, said in the same statement that if you delay vaccination, it leaves children vulnerable to measles when it is most dangerous to their development, and it also affects the entire community. Now, right now, all the states have laws. According to Fox News, requiring specific vaccinations for students. Almost all still allow religious exemptions. Several grant philosophical exemptions, and several states are now trying to change those. So, measles, right, was eliminated in the U.S. by the early 2000s, but now we have recent outbreaks, and that they are blaming on unvaccinated people, either coming to the country or people not getting vaccinated. And measles, as we know, could be serious, could actually kill. So, this is where I have opinions, okay? First and foremost, again, I have to say, being a board-certified family doctor, I am for vaccines. So I am on the vaccine side. However, my office used to take unvaccinated children because it's not the children's fault. So if a child has strep throat, I just couldn't be a doctor that turned that child away, especially since Las Vegas didn't have a lot of doctors. And I was getting flooded with kids whose moms and dads were not, hip to the idea of vaccinating because they were being refused by other doctors. Now, when you have a, 5-month-old patient or a 2-year-old patient that has an ear infection or that has strep or has a fever, yes, the vaccination status is crucial, and I would still urge to them they get vaccinated, but I wasn't going to turn the kid down. The 5-month-old didn't have any say if they got vaccinated or not. And so you don't know if there's an underlying, I want to punish the parents. But the other thing that I noticed it was, in Las Vegas, was a liability issue. Doctors barely, can protect themselves now. Because if somebody gets a lawyer on the other side that could, rip your case to pieces, you're done for. Can't get on insurance companies, lose your practice. So many physicians are like, well, then look, if there's going to be high liability with an unvaccinated kid, I can refuse them. So then the other thing that was kind of bothering me a little bit is because, again, the kids are the victims here. Is were some doctors turning these kids away because of liability? And then, of course, the third argument is, well, I don't want them to hurt my other patients, which is a very valid point. Like I said, this doctor has every right to do what he's doing because he wants to protect his patient population. Absolutely. But then if you're going to protect your patient population, you also need to protect them against strep. You need to protect them against, you know, H flu. You need to protect them against a lot of the other things that are out there. Even though we vaccinate kids for, you have mommies and daddies coming into the office. So if you're going to have that policy, then it needs to be consistent. The parents have better have been vaccinated. You see what I mean? If you're only going to have a practice that allows only vaccinated kids because your argument is I need to protect my immunosuppressed kids, then are you also making sure that the grown-ups are vaccinated too that bring in the kids? If you're not, then it's a little half-assed there. It's a little hypocritical. If you're going to do it, you do it right. Now, what I think doctors should do is have separate sections in their office. Now, it's really unrealistic now with high prices of rent. But any of your immunosuppressed patients, they are in a special part of the clinic with special filtration systems, etc. Even though the average Walmart and Target doesn't do this because you want to protect your patients, you do that. But then that part of the office, again, the parents are screened, the caretakers are screened, you know, the staff, because again, you know, you have, you know, susceptible patients. You really need to protect them. But if they're not going to extend that rule to the grown-ups that walk in to that same said clinic, now, okay, what's going on here? And mind you, a lot of us doctors are very passionate about the whole vaccine controversy. But you have kids here that don't really have a choice, and you have parents who, and I believe some of the parents, I do, where they have witnessed severe side effects to the shot. And so they're scared to death, you know, because again, they're not, you know, these anti-vaxxers aren't what everybody says they are, where, oh, you know, they're all kooky or whatever. Any anti-vaxxer I met was doing it for their child. They were doing it to protect their child. They're like, I'm not going to take a healthy child and inject 7 different things into him. And so, you know, if I'm going to, you know, preach on how animals have instinct and how, you know, moms, you know, are going to go into protective mode to protect their babies, I can't discount the fact that there's parents out there going, I don't want to inject anything into my healthy child. Even though I'm telling the mom, data shows the vaccines are safe and it's going to protect the child in the long term. Still very hard to convince the average mom. Even moms that are pro-vaccine still freak out about having their children get shots. So this is a subject that is going to continue to brew and it's going to come to a boil. And I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Wonderment. It's Nevada Reading Week, and I get to read to a local school. Nevada Reading Week is where you people in the community come to schools, and then they read to children. Everybody just, no, calm down for a second. No. It's going to be inappropriate, but why do people think I'm going to pick like a 50 Shades of Grey? My news director at KDWN, John Schaefer, said that too. I'm not going to be reading 50 Shades of Grey. I don't even own a copy. What are you guys talking about? Come on. So, but it's so funny because, okay, I've spoken to crowds of thousands. I've, you know, done radio. I've done live TV. I'm, you know, done some pretty intimidating things when it comes to performances. I've sung in front of people poorly. I've danced. I did a karaoke singing and dancing version of Meghan Trainor's I'm All About That Bass, right? I'm all about that bass, no trouble, right? And I kind of, you know, move my tushy, you know, I'm all, okay, so, you know, I didn't twerk, and I did that in front of a crowded room, sober, but I'm nervous about reading in front of the first graders. Why? Nah. Because the last time I read in front of, to a bunch of kids, I got a couple reality checks. Like, remember how I had a meltdown because we don't do two spaces after a period anymore? And all the millennials are looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about? And now I seem old. Well, when I read to first graders before, okay, I try not to wear my glasses because I don't want to wear reading glasses, you know? Because you get the, you look like my grandma. Like, thank you. I'm old enough to be your mommy, not your grandma, but all right. I look like your grandma. Fine. Then I got the, you smell like chocolate. Now, I was really flattered by that, but the more I think about it, I'm like, I really eat too much chocolate. If I reek of it, and I know you guys are thinking, well, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, you got some chocolate on your shirt. So, come on. I'm like, no, I don't. You guys don't know me, do you? If a piece of chocolate falls on my shirt or into the bra, I eat it. There's no micro angstrom anything resembling chocolate on my person if I'm eating chocolate, which means I am exuding the smell. That's a big problem. And so I was like, I guess I eat too much chocolate. But the worst thing a kid has ever told me is, your teeth are yellow. I hate that. And I told you guys, you know, my dentist, there's really not much you could do. Yeah, you could do these artificial teeth whitenings, but when you lose your enamel, like I've lost your enamel, your teeth look yellow. And so, I really don't like putting chemicals. I don't like the taste. I don't like the zoom. I don't like getting the whitening done. And I don't drink coffee. I don't drink soda, really. So I'm not staining the teeth. I mean, I could be staining the teeth with chocolate. But, you know, what's my problem? I don't know why I'm losing my enamel. And so I am going to be going today, right, all excited. But instead, I am intimidated and shaking in my boots because of a bunch of six-year-olds. I could do it, though. Oh, and then the book. Now, you guys know how I broadcast. I speak fast. So let's say I take the book, the ABC book, right? Big A, little A, what begins with A, Aunt Annie's alligator, A-A-A. But I speak fast. Big Z, little Z, what begins with Z? Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. I don't know why. I'll speak too fast. You're going too fast, and you look like my grandma, and you smell like chocolate, and you have yellow teeth. So if tomorrow I call out, it's probably going to be I just need to kind of take a day to myself to maybe detox the chocolate, get some teeth whitener, slow down my speech, and just kind of, you know, regroup. But kids are so honest. They're just so honest. Now, speaking of kids, did you guys hear about the smallest surviving baby boy? An infant in Tokyo who is believed to be the smallest surviving baby boy in the world has finally been released from the hospital for the first time since his August birth. So he was born 6 months ago. But he's been in the hospital the whole time. Now, the boy's name is going to remain confidential, but he was born via emergency C-section, get this, at 24 weeks, barely into the second trimester. That blows my mind. Because when I was in training, and we did our NICU, neonatal ICU training, the infants barely survived past 27, 28 weeks. Maybe we had a 26-weeker, but it was by the act of God. And here we have a 24-weeker, right? Barely finishing second trimester. Did I say just make it second trimester? No, barely finishing, right? Because each trimester is 12 weeks. So, yeah, full term, people ask that. They go, full term then should be 36 weeks. Well, in OB, it's a little different. You know, the calendar's different. The way they calculate these things is they calculate it on a 40-week gestation. And there's an OB, and 40 weeks is full term. Technically, you're full term, anything above 37 weeks. If you give birth at 36 weeks, which is technically three trimesters, you're still considered a little bit on the early side. Now, I gave birth right at 36 weeks because my son wasn't growing. So we didn't even give him the whole extra month. We pulled him out, and he was 7 pounds, so it was okay, but he just wasn't growing. He was 7 pounds at 32 weeks, and he was 7 pounds at 36 weeks. And we're like, oh, hell no. That's a problem. So when people will, you know, find out they're pregnant, you know, and, you know, sometimes the women bring their, you know, partner in the room with them, you know, the daddy. And the daddy's all excited. And we pull the wheel, right? And, you know, we go by their last menstrual period. And we go, all right, you know, you're basically about 7 weeks pregnant. And the father's jaws drop. And they go, we didn't have sex 7 weeks ago. I was out of town. We're like, no, it's not exact. It's okay. It's okay. It's not an exact science. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, yeah, we had sex, like, you know, and I'm like, it's okay. It's a different calendar. It doesn't mean you actually conceived on that, you know, it's, yeah, so calm down. So same thing with trimesters and being full term. 40 weeks is considered ideal, but most people give birth anywhere between 38 and 41, 42. So according to the Quint Bonker Preemie Survival Foundation, babies born between 24 and 28 weeks are considered very, very premature, and those weighing less than 2.2 pounds are categorized as extremely low birth weight babies. You only have a 39% chance of survival if you're born at the 24 weeks gestation. The lungs aren't developed, the skin's not developed, the brain's not developed. It's not good. And a lot of times they have trouble eating or, you know, it's like, oh, my God, and look at the baby, it's so tiny. But these neonatal ICUs, and God bless the staff and nurses, wow. So he grew to over 7 pounds because of the care at the neonatal ICU and a lot of prayers. And so now the little baby is looking so adorable, and he's back home. And it's funny because when you look at his fingers, you got to look at these pictures. The fingers look like little frog, little Spiegel, Lord of the Rings type fingers. You know, they look, you know, because again, they're still not developed. But they were able to keep an incubator and develop them. Apparently, they say the baby that held the previous record was born in Germany in 2009 and weighed only 9.6 ounces. And usually these babies, you know, will hopefully go on and do well, but wowee. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.